point where the incoherent incredibly offers up trinkets that exonerate a semblance of coherency, the moment before the moment, the download prior to purge, the abdication of rusted principles, left forever hollowly and alone in the chamber of the chalice encrusted by the lost dreams of the ill-begotten and bled for dead. Soirees with the untapped triage, trysts aligned in wrongful pursuit, admonishing grace for a moment of truth, sadistic forceps pry into the lusting sable draping you, floodgates relegated to economic states, blistering the tonsils as it quenches tolls, the lingering tempest, torrid screams. The point of the matter is the muck and the clatter, arranged into meaningful garbage, tossed and strewn about the rigid peaks and smooth-carved dales, drenched in wisdoms as life's jib set sail out upon unto the darkening horizons of the audaciously spawned. Each participle breeds its own reaction. Every temple alleviates the umbrotic clang with braids of prayer, where even to the atheist depositing stirs reformation's dead, pronouncing doubt to their doubting leans, ever constructed to bludgeon the magnanimous endeavors that are housed securely within the prisms of a different time. The point in working with abstraction is to acknowledge the pegs that don't quite fit yet, offer a glimpse into the tenets to which their language betrays, forcing the mind to rationalize in subtlety stirred in abrasive ways. All in all, it is, after all, a battle to displace contempt, with the song of illustrious descent bristling the coma clean of the unsettling dust storms, only ever jettisoning its castrating debris, where one word is simple part of speech, unspoken yet believed to force direction swim over the rocks beneath the disturbances alive under a peacefully raging tract of sea, where a turn of phrase can gospel dimensions unknown, breeding sentiments from an unfeeling grasp, holding hostage the oppressors of creation's mind. An abstraction, if one chooses to offer such a primitive understanding, is the point where attention is muted by the unattained, where the mosaic's collage is abashed by the harassment of epiphany, where the sounds of clamor remove all triviality, where each note, each chord become fully absorbed by the meaningful foundations hosting such concertos for the validating portions of the intrinsic bee that pollinates as many bouquets it can, turning the decrepit and the denied into a rendition of a much more sweeter time, where the monsters made are pretty in their very own boudoirs of ironic dissemination, where life tightly clasped upon a rationale without the need for departing the other possibilities that are also known and shown, without the relinquishing of all the pastures he's come to know. Farther down the plummet's cage, the shackles break, the pins gravitate away from the flesh and scurry in the subtractions made. Abstractions are steeped in the furthest expanse of furtive growth. They hold the keys to every chalice ever known, imparting knowledge to all who place his lips upon, savoring the succulents that only faith can offer the thirsting man. And the key to remember is that nothing can sever your bond with your belief if you refuse to allow it access to your center of conviction. It is the point before redaction where the incoherent is comprehensively enlightened, opening up one's eyes to the several layers of each hinge.